Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today, the NBA, the Rockets' red glare. The NBA has a knack for keeping themselves in the sports news for nearly 12 months per year the past decade. And usually, it's the surprising trade of one major player to another team or a significant free agent that's leaving his prior team for more money or fame in another market. However, over the past few weeks, the NBA has managed to get themselves back into the national spotlight for some odd reasons. After Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey took to social media 2 weeks ago to send a brief tweet, quote, "Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong," in support of the people of Hong Kong, he apparently failed to remember that A, the government and the people of China would not be very happy to hear that, B, his Houston Rockets basketball team would likely feel a direct financial impact from the wrath of Chinese backlash, and C, that there were two NBA teams already inside of China playing a few preseason games that might be negatively affected by the outfall. The Houston Rockets were the team that brought 7'6" Chinese mega basketball star Yao Ming into the NBA back in 2002. The 1.4 billion people of China immediately became fans of the Houston Rockets of the NBA. Even after Yao Ming retired in 2011, and though most of the past season before this dust-up, the Houston Rockets have remained the favorite team of Chinese basketball fans. The Rockets have a number of long-term sponsorships with Chinese companies, and the NBA sells a lot of Rockets merchandise inside the country of China. The Rockets have regularly worn a special Chinese version of their jersey during the NBA's regular season. Well, that might be ending soon. To me, the Chinese have overreacted to this initial tweet, but that is their prerogative. The NBA, both the management and players, have also endlessly backpedaled with a series of apologies and attempts to make things smooth over. The people of Hong Kong, meanwhile, are enjoying seeing the Chinese reaction and hope that more freedom-loving people in the United States and around the world will take some time to understand their current plight a little bit better. It is a complicated political issue, but then again, what isn't a complicated political situation these days anyway? After the NBA players with the Los Angeles Lakers and Brooklyn Nets were advised to stay quiet with the media during their stay in China to avoid further friction and perhaps to ensure their safe travel back to the U.S., it didn't take very long for the proverbial Band-Aid to get ripped off upon their stateside return. LeBron James just stepped into it. He was one of the players in China when the issue began. He is also very opinionated, especially when it comes to his money. You see, LeBron has a movie coming out next year called Space Jam 2, in which he probably figured that a great deal of the profits would come from the overseas market, especially in China. His personal wealth probably took a hit from this situation if China refuses to allow the movie to be distributed or the Chinese NBA fans are still enraged and stay at home. So LeBron has stated that the Houston Rockets general manager was, quote, misinformed. You know, I find that odd because Morey is a graduate of Northwestern University, computer science and statistics, mind you, and later received an MBA from some place called MIT, that one up in Boston. LeBron James is a high school graduate, albeit a very, very wealthy high school graduate, but his comments were off base. Yet again, we see another set of self-inflicted wounds from the use of social media. Freedom of speech, you know? People in the U.S. have the freedom to use social media, such as Twitter, to say what you like, but you also have the freedom to stick your foot in your mouth, too. There are consequences for your actions. I suspect that the Houston Rockets general manager has learned quite a lesson, and it might even result in his dismissal at some point down the line. On the other hand, the use of Twitter is prohibited by the Chinese government. In China, you do not have the freedom that we enjoy here in the United States. But the government-dominated Chinese people do have money, and lots of it. The NBA is no newcomer to China. The NBA's own website shows that the league has been coming to China for exhibition games since 2004. 17 NBA teams have appeared during this time. The Chinese people have grown to love the NBA and its talented players. By virtue of cultivating delicate long-term relationships with the Chinese government, the NBA has profitably sold television rights in China, as well as millions of dollars of merchandise. It's obviously a very fragile relationship when a seven-word comment made by one single person in the U.S. on Twitter may potentially have such a long-lasting effect. But let's face it, it's only a monetary effect. If China cuts its ties with the NBA, then their people will not get to see the best basketball players in the world on a regular basis. But good luck with those protests for the Chinese people. Meanwhile, the NBA will obviously see less revenue coming from China, and some of the NBA players will take a financial hit. Right, LeBron? Though this situation had a political genesis, the long-term ramifications are mostly about money. Never fear, NBA. Your teams still should be able to make payroll this year. And as far as some of the NBA players are concerned, maybe they should consider taking their talents to China, if the price is right. Just remember to leave your Twitter account at home. Maybe this could be a win-win after all. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.